USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The immediate grounding of all Boeing 737 and 738 MAX jets has not caused any major delays at any airports. President Trump issuing an emergency order earlier on Wednesday.
Planes that are in the air will be grounded if they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination.
The president also says Boeing is on the case.
They are working very, very hard right now. Hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer, but until they do, the planes are grounded.
British lawmakers are rejecting a proposal to leave the EU without a deal. Members of the British Parliament voted by a 312 to 308 margin to reject leaving the EU without a formal withdrawal agreement. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 148 points to close the day at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Construction spending surges as the year begins. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A key gauge of U.S. economic activity, the Commerce Department reporting that construction spending rose 1.3% in January after a revised 0.8% drop in December. The January increase was the largest since April 2018, and it came as economists were expecting a 0.4% rise in January. So it basically tripled their expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. Especially some folks, if your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.